There are a lot more import pitchers than hitters in the NPB. Today, we will take our first look at the Pacific League arms in this edition of the Japan Baseball Report.
You're listening to the Japan Baseball Report, your weekly English language podcast that provides news and notes related to Japanese baseball.
Welcome, everybody, to the Japan Baseball Report, as we are going to be taking a look at the import arms from around the NPB and what they are doing with their clubs. We're first of all going to start off with the Kaito Nippon Ham Fighters, as they have a couple of import arms on the roster. Only one at this point has seen action, and that is former Detroit Tiger and St. Louis Cardinal Drew Verhagen. Verhagen has started two games. He has worked 11 innings. He has a record of 1-1. He's allowed 7 runs, all of which have been earned. He's given up 11 hits, walked 1, and struck out 7. Verhagen, in his second tour in the NPB, began his major league career. He was drafted out of Vanderbilt University by the Tigers. Then he went off to Japan on his first tour, ended up coming back and having a couple of steady seasons with the St. Louis Cardinals, where he has gone back to Japan to, but for all intents and purposes, I would think, finish out his career at this level of play. I don't know if the Major League Baseball will be calling again for Verhagen. So Verhagen was an important part of the roster last year, and it was a real stabilizing force, certainly amongst the younger arms that the Fighters have. They have a stable of power arms, which is very impressive, and he is able to come in and give them that stability. Good command, good control, usually by Verhagen. And normally economical with his pitches. He's not necessarily overpowering, more of a pitch-to-contact type of hitter. As he can strike out hitters, but he is, at this point in his career, less than one per game. The other player who is not seen any action as yet, he was in the 2024 roster, is Andreas Zavala, as he is currently not on the active roster. And it'll be a while until he is going to make his debut. He will mainly worked out of the bullpen last year for the Fighters, and the expectation is that would be much of the same this year. Next up in our rotation around the Pacific League, it is the Tohoku Rakuten and Golden Eagles. They currently have 3 import players on their roster. And we'll start it off with the bullpen with them, as they have Nick Turley. Turley, it is the second team in the NPB, was with the Hanshin Tigers in years past, second year with the Tohoku Rakuten and Golden Eagles. Turley, the lefty out of the pen, has appeared in a couple of games up to this point. And I say up to this point because we are recording this on Wednesday, April the 9th. So this is taking into effect the weekend games, or the games that ended on the weekend. Turley has worked an inning and a third. He has not got any decisions at this point. He has allowed a run. The ERA is up at 6.75, but this is small sample size. Turley being the situational left-hander that can be used out of the pen will help the Eagles if he can deliver what he's done in the past, not just for the Eagles, but for the Hanshin Tigers. A newcomer to the roster this year was Miguel Yajuri. Yajuri had spent time with the Yakult Swallows last year, the former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand and major league player. Appeared in one game, a couple innings, it was a start. And he left after 2 innings, allowing 2 hits, no runs. And so he is going to miss a couple of starts. It is sometimes hard to get information out of Japan. It feels like the National Hockey League in some ways, because they are very candid in their reports. They'll say lower body injury or lower body condition is a problem. And so Yajuri expected to miss at least a couple of starts. We'll keep our eyes posted on that and ear to the ground to see what happens. Another pitcher import yet to make his debut is Spencer Howard, the former big leaguer, as he was missed the last start and was scratched from his last start in the spring. It was expected he was going to miss his first 2 starts of the season for Tohoku, so we are anticipating that he is going to be making his debut possibly this weekend or as early as next week, as we will see what Howard has in store. But as of today, nothing to report on Spencer Howard. Our next team in our round of the Pacific League is the Chibolote Marines. They have themselves 3 players on their roster that are currently imports. The first one we'll look at is a starter in Austin Voth. Voth has made two starts this year. He's worked nine innings. He's got no wins and one loss. He's allowed seven earned runs, all runs, and all of them were earned, giving up 14 hits, walking four and striking out nine, and pitching to an ERA of 7.0. The former Seattle Mariner is in his first year with Chiba. And big shoes to fill, because when you think about it, Chiba lost Roki Sasaki last year, and he's not the only one, because they have Ishikawa, who came over from Fukuoka. But they are going to lean heavily on the import players. And, of course, he and Brian Sammons, who are supposed to be impact arms in the starting rotation, only Voth at this point in time has appeared. Sammons is waiting for his first appearance. He has not been cleared to pitch yet. That is the first one. That is Austin Voth. Our next look is at Teyron Guerrero. Teyron Guerrero, well, he's been used out of the bullpen. He has really been a stable piece in Japan over the last couple of years. He's worked four innings in those four games. He's got a win, a loss, and a save. So he's been involved in a bunch of the decisions. He has allowed one earned run, walking two, and striking out seven. And so Guerrero, used sometimes as a closer, sometimes as a setup man. He is not their dedicated closer, as it is Masuda, who is the one who they have leaned on for a number of years, and we would expect that he will be leaned on again this year. But Guerrero, in a pinch, can close out games if need be. The other player that we alluded to is former Detroit Tiger Brian Sammons. Sammons pitched pretty good for Detroit last year in limited duty, came up, but he's a journeyman left-hander, as he had some opportunities to pitch for Detroit. He was kind of used as the long man. I guess, you know, they would use an opener in Detroit, and then Sammons would come in and pick off four, five, six innings, and he really performed well for the Tigers last year, but no room on their roster. And so he has taken his act over to Japan. And this time in his career, you have to think that because he's bounced around a little bit at the major league level, it's time for him to get a payday. But you got to stay out of the training room and get on the field if you're going to extend your career in Japan. And that is where we have with Brian Sammons. We're going to just take a little break, and we'll come back and take a look at the back half of the rest of the teams in the Pacific League on this version of the Japan Baseball Report. You are listening to the Japan Baseball Report, brought to you by Last Drafts Baseball. If you are into the NPB, be sure to join us for our listening parties and live English commentary Last Drafts Baseball YouTube channel beginning March 28th, 2025. If you're just here for the podcast, it can be found on YouTube and wherever you download your podcasts. The defending champion Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks have four import arms on their roster, and all are major contributors. However, one of the arms right now is currently back in the States receiving some treatment. And we'll get to him at the end. We'll kick it off with the Cuban starter. He was a bullpen arm that ended up as a starter last year. That's Levon Moinello, the diminutive left-hander. Has been great since moving to the starting rotation. Often wonder sometimes about some of the size of the players and pitchers in Japan. There's often, in the big league level, they say guys that are 6'2" and under are considered to be small righties or small lefties, depending on what side they're on, but certainly below the average height. Always with the smaller pitchers, you're always concerned about shoulder issues. There are the exceptions to the rule. When you think of Major League Baseball, Pedro Martinez had a lengthy career. And also you look at Marcus Stroman, also a lengthy career, not considered to be big in stature, but certainly play above their height. Unfortunately, you see a lot of players that they seem to have their careers shortened over time. One I would think is Tim Lincecum, who was outstanding in his early days. And then he ran into some shoulder troubles late in his career. And there's a litany of others that we could go on with. But normally speaking, that is what is a problem for the smaller type pitchers, are the shoulders. And as you point out, there's no Tommy John available for the shoulder at this point, just on the elbows. So Levon Moinello has, I would argue and say, probably been the best import pitcher in the Pacific League up to this point. He has appeared in two games, both starts. Working 12 innings, he's won both of his decisions. He's only allowed one earned run. He has allowed eight hits. He's walked one and struck out 10, and he's got an ERA of 0.75. When Moinello, a few years ago, when we were watching the Hawks, he was pretty much used as a setup man. And then he was the setup man for the closer, Mori. And then he ended up moving into the closer's role himself. And the next thing you know, he was plunked into the starting rotation last year, and he's held his own. He did pretty good last year for Fukuoka in his first go-round. And we would expect that there would be more of the same this year. My only concern with him is, will the wear and tear of the length of the season wear him down? Because at times last year, as the back half of the season came, it looked like he was slowing down a bit. So maybe the Hawks will manage him a little bit differently this year. But certainly the team is slow out of the gate. But not so for Moinello. He has pitched very well so far. Our next one up is Darwinson Hernandez. And if I was looking for a bounce-back candidate to come back to Major League Baseball, Hernandez would be one of them. Power-throwing left-hander. He does have to reduce his walk rate, and it looks like that would be something that to keep an eye on. He has been a little slow out of the gate this year. He's worked an inning and two-thirds. He's got no wins or loss. He's allowed five earned runs in those inning and two-thirds, all of which were earned. Six hits, a walk, and three Ks, and his ERA is fluffed up at 27. But Hernandez, power arm lefty out of the bullpen with 95-plus, comes down low three-quarters at times. He is a very interesting piece that I'm sure a lot of teams in the MLB are discussing, and he's still of a young enough age. He's on the south side of 30, so that would be something that teams would also consider. I don't know what kind of contract he would get. Sometimes players would be offered a minor league deal with an invite to spring training. I don't think that would be in Hernandez's place. I think that he could probably, if he pitches well enough, could parlay himself into a regular major league contract at some point. Our next up is Roberto Osuna. Roberto Osuna is kind of like the Trevor Bauer before Trevor Bauer. He had some off-field issues. The former closer of the Toronto Blue Jays and also with the Houston Astros, he got himself blackballed out of baseball. He had some issues off the field domestically, girlfriend and relatives that he was in some high-profile abuse cases. And he is still at the top, arguably at the top of his game or entering the top of his game right now. I'm sure a lot of major league teams would be drooling over him. He signed a four-year deal before the 2024 season, so he won't be seen for at least a couple more years if he does get a chance to come back to Major League Baseball. It was a fairly lucrative deal for Osuna to stay in Japan. And he began his career with the Chiba Lotte Marines, and then last year took his act to Fukuoka, or 2 years ago his act to Fukuoka, and now he's got himself a little bit lengthier contract, and he will probably play his best years in Japan out of the limelight in North America. But for starters here, he's off to a great start. Four games, four innings pitched. He's only recorded one save. He's allowed a couple of hits, struck out two, and his ERA as of zero. That has been a mantra of his over the last couple seasons. He does not give up a lot of earned runs. Well, the last one on our list is the American Carter Stewart Jr. And for Carter Stewart, he is back in the United States getting some treatment. I understand it is something around the abdomen or on the side, maybe the lat. And that's what we had read through reports. Well, Carter Stewart Jr. is going to be missed for a while. He had himself what I would call a breakout campaign. He's been over in the Japanese League for a few seasons now, and he had spent a lot of time down in the farm team as a young player developing. And last year, he was a very impactful starter for the Hawks. And one of the things that I would note with him is I often wondered with his conditioning, if he seems to get to about the fifth, sixth inning, and then he runs out of steam a little bit. I'd be curious to see if his conditioning can pick up where he can take it into possibly the sixth, seventh inning regular, certainly by Japanese standards. It also has to become a little bit more economical in his pitches. And if he can do that, that could really flip the needle. But he did sign an extension in the offseason, so he's still going to be in Japan for a little bit longer. That is Carter Stewart Jr. Again, we're going to take a little time out, and we'll be back in just a couple moments with the Japan Baseball Report Pacific League Pitchers right after this. The Japan Baseball Report has been brought to you by Last Graphs Baseball. If you would like to reach us with questions or comments, our email address is info@lastgraphsbaseball.com. We'll respond to as many comments and questions in the upcoming episodes that we can. We appreciate your listenership and look forward to seeing you in one of our live stream listening parties this season. Our next look is at the Saitama Cebu Lions, and right now they are using two import arms as they are a team that is, I would say, on the rebound or on the mend. And I don't know their overall direction. They have had some young players, certainly on the offensive side, that have chipped in this year. And their pitching staff has not been the issue. It's been the lack of offense and the sometimes lack of defense that has hurt the ball club. And pitching has certainly not been one of the issues. Well, first of all, we'll start it off with Emmanuel Rodriguez, the former Marlin and Blue Jay, that appeared in four games, working four innings. He's allowed a couple of earned runs, giving up five hits, walking one, and striking out three. And Rodriguez, we've seen him pitch a couple of times. We saw him in the spring, and we saw him also in the regular year. And one of the things that we've seen with Rodriguez is difficulty getting ahead in the count on hitters, struggling with his command. And we'll see how that's going to play out for the right-hander as he moves forward this season. One of the things that I look at with him is that he has a power arm, so he can overcome some of his, I would say, lack of command issues. When he does leave a pitch over the plate, he can normally blow it by hitters. He is in the mid-upper 90s, and they were using him out of the pen. I wasn't sure if they were going to use him as a pen arm this year or maybe as a starter, but the Lions do seem to have themselves enough starters that can do a quality job. They need some help on that back end. And speaking of the back end, they also signed Trey Wingenter in the offseason. Wingenter had spent time with the Padres, the Tigers, Red Sox organizations, among others, in Major League Baseball. A lot to like about this American right-hander. He is a big man, and he can sit on 97, 98 miles an hour coming out of the back end. And one of the problems that the Lions had is they had Albert Abreu last year out of their bullpen. He saved, I think it was 28 games, if I remember off the top of my head. And the problem is that they lost Abreu. He signed a minor league deal with, I believe, Cincinnati. And so he is back on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. But they have to get themselves into positions to save games. Wingenter could be one of those players. But unfortunately, I can kind of see why everybody likes him. He sits at 97, 98 miles an hour, can really throw hard. But he does sometimes wane with his control. And at this level here, he can survive if he can refine it a little bit. Keep your eye on him as a bounce-back candidate to Major League Baseball in the next couple of years if he is able to sort himself out in Japan. Our next team is the Oryx Buffaloes as we finish our stops around the NPB. Buffaloes right now are featuring three arms as they do have one starter and two relievers. We'll kick it off with the starter. It is going to be Anderson Espinoza. Espinoza, in his only start that, as we said up to this point, was he'd worked five and a third innings, got a no decision, allowed two runs, both were earned, four hits, two walks, and four Ks. Last year, there were times that he was kind of unhittable. His problem was his command and control, where he would walk hitters and maybe not necessarily allow the hits. But Espinoza, fairly durable last year. He's going to have to eat up the innings for the Buffaloes again this year. And we would expect Espinoza to continue his strong play. It's pretty tough for the Buffaloes. They had lost themselves Yoshinobu Yamamoto a couple of years ago to the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was an innings eater, big-time pitcher for their club. Hard player to be able to replace. And then on the back end, which we'll get to in a moment here, Yoshi Hirano. He's getting on the side of 40 years old, the longtime closer for the Buffaloes, who did spend some time in Major League Baseball, but they have patched that up with some imports, have the Buffaloes. And we'll get to that as the first one to lead into it. You're in the setup type role is Luis Perdomo. Perdomo is enjoying a good start to his 2025 campaign. In four games, he's worked four innings, allowing three hits, two walks, two strikeouts, and has not allowed a run yet. So Perdomo usually is somebody who comes in the sixth, seventh, eighth innings, more seventh, eighth inning type of roles, as he is that link man to the closer Machado, who has been doing that more of that lately. And Perdomo getting that opportunity to be able to produce. I don't know if he's got a future back in Major League Baseball. I don't know if his days would be done there, but certainly solidifying the back end of the Oryx bullpen has been a big piece for him there. And then lastly, as we finish it off here, it is Andres Machado. Machado, who was originally drafted by the Kansas City Royals. He had Tommy John. He'd spent time in Major League Baseball. He was with the Washington Nationals and other organizations. But he is certainly finding his home. He had a pretty good year last year, This year, he's already appeared in five games. Buffalo's have got off to a really hot start, 7-1 out of the gates and playing good ball. He himself has one win and three saves. He's allowed one earned run in his five innings of work, five hits, a walk, and six Ks. And so Machado, when he comes in, when he's on his game, he can sit mid-upper 90s with his fastball with some depth and movement. He is fun to watch coming out to close out of the pen. But keep your eye on the Buffaloes. They'll go as long as Perdomo and Machado can help close it out at the back end for this season. Well, everybody, hang tight. We're going to wrap it up here in just a couple of moments. We'll bring back and tell you what we're going to be doing next on this version here of the Japan Baseball Report. Hang tight. You are listening to the Japan Baseball Report, brought to you by Last Raps Baseball. Join our Facebook group called NPB Japan Baseball Report. Connect with other fans of the Japanese game. If you aren't on Facebook, be sure to bookmark our YouTube channel for live events in the 2025 season. Well, we are going to be taking a look at the next week. We're going to be looking at the Central League pitchers or the import pitchers. We're also going to be taking a look at those in Major League Baseball. As we said, there were 10 Japan players on opening day roster. We'll revisit that. And then we'll start to look at the early goings in the NPB with a separate podcast of the comings and the goings of what is happening in Japan. Once again, everybody, we appreciate you for stopping in to listen on the Japan Baseball Report. It has been brought to you by Last Raps Baseball on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.